It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room.
And Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into the politics. I can't help myself. You start talking about health and life hacks. I can't help it. I can't. It's just, it's too good. It's too important. I can talk about that stuff forever. So, we get back into the election news now, though. Let's get back into the politics because we all love it so much, don't we? We just love politics. We just love Kamala Harris's voice. By the way, I think Kamala Harris as president should be illegal because we do have rights in this country, and we have a right to not have to endure cruel and unusual punishment, and that would just be cruel and unusual punishment. So I apologize for this. But let's look at some of Kamala's recent statements. First of all, we all know the hypocrisy, the irony of this. Listen to what Kamala Harris says here in clip five.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country.
So, no, that's true.
It's a serious issue. He's saying,
not even true.
He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
There it is. Use the military. Again, it's the Biden-Harris administration that released the first time ever the DOD initiative for the military to use lethal force on the American people. That's the fact. Everything these people say, it's the exact opposite. Almost every time. Now, this requires a little bit more analysis. Who is Kamala Harris running against? It sounds like Kamala Harris is running against Kamala Harris when she says things like this in clip four.
We are not going back because we also know Donald Trump would deliver tax cuts to his billionaire donors. I will deliver tax cuts to working people and the middle class.
Why haven't you?
I will make sure you have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead.
And yet we're all behind.
Because I believe in honoring the dignity of work.
What does that even mean?
I will enact the first ever federal ban on price gouging on groceries.
Price gouging on groceries.
Cap the price of insulin and limit out-of-pocket prescription costs for all Americans.
Again, she's in office right now.
I will fight to make sure that hardworking Americans can actually afford a place to live.
So this is incredible. This is actually incredible. I got to write this down because I can't miss a beat here. I probably won't be able to do it in 90 seconds, but okay. She talks about we need to get ahead. We need to get ahead. Go ahead and plug it in, guys. What is a way? What's a metric? Are Americans ahead or are Americans behind financially? Well, what's a metric? Well, debt. Okay. Can you pay your bills? Now, by every metric of this measurement, Americans are behind. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. College loan debt is at an all-time high. There's been a record number of defaulted payments on car loans. All of this is at a record high with Kamala Harris as vice president. So she says, I'm going to do it. We're going to get Americans in front. You are the one that put Americans behind. You, Kamala Harris. You did that. You're in office. You're running against yourself. Now, and isn't it funny, too? Okay, so now the economy's bad. So first they say it's Joe Bidenomics, greatest economy ever. But then they go on the campaign trail and they talk about how bad the economy is and how she's going to fix it. So what is it? Is it Bidenomics, greatest economy ever? Or is Kamala Harris running against the disastrous economy created by Kamala Harris? We'll be right back on the other side.
The
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Infowars.com.
I represent science.
A bioterrorist attack is the
nightmare scenario.
You will eat the bugs.
Destroy the child.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Oh my gosh, that voice for 4 years. That's cruel and unusual punishment. That is illegal.
All you gotta do is just talk in a whiny, shrill voice. And anybody can pretend to be Kamala Harris.
I apologize. Apologize to you and the audience and my crew for that, but you might need to get used to it. Oh, God. Just, would you rather take a frying pan? Would you rather have a frying pan, somebody swing a frying pan as hard as they can and hit you in the head with it, or 4 years of listening to Kamala Harris as president? Who's taking the frying pan? So she's up there price gouging. So they have to admit. So you understand what's being admitted in Kamala Harris's political speeches now? Do you understand what they're admitting? They're admitting the economy is bad. They're admitting they've put Americans in the worst debt crisis of all time. They're admitting that you can't afford your grocery bill. They're admitting that life in the United States is unaffordable now after 4 years of the Democrats in the White House. They're admitting all of this. And then she's coming out and saying she's the solution, but she's running against herself as the problem. And Democrats fall for it. And they believe this garbage. But you know, here's a college student that gets it. And you know what? I think we'll upload another video of this that I just haven't posted yet. But maybe I don't have it on my list. I thought I did. Basically, a college student saying, you know, if you're ignorant, you shouldn't vote. And there's all these people that are shaming him. I don't see it on my list. Maybe I didn't send it. And there's all these people that are shaming him. And the truth is, he's right. If you're ignorant, if you don't know anything about the policies, about the issues, about the candidates, then you shouldn't vote. This whole everybody should vote, get out the vote, is bullcrap. Ignorant people, uninformed people should not vote. You are the problem. And even the issues that women think they're going to vote for, like abortion, they don't even know that issue. They don't even know the policies on that. And they go vote for abortion. It's not even on the ballot on the presidential level. So it's like, yeah, go ahead. Go vote for abortion. It's on a lot of local ballots. Go vote for your abortion. You love your abortions. But you should still vote for Donald Trump. It's just crazy, man. Yeah, that's the one. Don Lemon. Yeah, go ahead.
You're old enough to vote.
Yes.
Are you registered?
Yes.
Are you going to vote?
Probably not. No.
Why not?
Because I don't have any knowledge. I'm not going to vote on someone if I don't know what I'm voting for.
You're a college student.
Yes, I am.
Don't you do research and study all the time?
Yes, I do. But I don't keep up with everything. I don't have enough time to do every point of research to make a decision that's good for me.
Do you know when they say, young people don't vote, we can't rely on that demographic, that you're probably the reason?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not one of those people that complains about that. I understand that. I'm part of the problem because I'm not voting. I mean, I'm not voting this year, but say 4 years, I might have enough time to actually have an education on what I'm voting about.
Are you okay with whoever wins?
Yeah. I mean, who wins? Okay. There's more people than just me, you know?
If you had to at this point, who would you?
I mean, I can't say anyone because I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have a single person I could really say. I'm in the middle.
Think about this as well, talking about young people voting. Young people tend to vote Democrat. And then once they graduate and get into the real world and have real life experiences and don't have liberal college professors indoctrinating them, they end up voting Republican. Just another little aside for you there. Now, you've got this issue of Biden calling the American voters garbage. We'll let you decide. Here's, which one is it here, guys? Clip 6, Biden calling you garbage.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware.
Hold on, stop. I'm sorry, I forgot about this part. He almost claims he's from Puerto Rico. Did you catch that? He almost says Puerto Rico, where I'm from. I mean, that's how gone this guy is. But see, it's all about pandering. If he's in from Puerto Rico, he's from Pennsylvania, he's from Delaware, he's from Mars, wherever he needs to be from, he's from it. He almost says where I'm from. Did you catch that? Now, he's claimed he was raised in a Puerto Rican household. You remember that? Joe Biden has claimed that he was raised in a Puerto Rican household. When he was talking to Hispanic Americans, he said, I was raised in a Puerto Rican household. Okay. So he slips up. Listen carefully as he starts this. He almost claims he's from Puerto Rico. Is Puerto Rico where I'm from? Listen, go ahead.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
So the only garbage I see floating out there are his supporters. That's the quote. Okay, I don't know how else you really interpret that other than saying Trump supporters are garbage. Fine, whatever. I don't really care. It's the deplorable comment of 2016. The Washington Post is claiming he didn't even say it. Or they're saying, no, you're just you're taking it out of context. Did Biden call Trump supporters garbage? It comes down to an apostrophe. Sure. And actually, do you know why they're doing this? Because the official White House transcripts that they publish, they put an apostrophe on it to claim that that's not what he meant. That's what they did. And then the Washington Post is doing their bidding, saying, oh, no, there's an apostrophe there. Oh, well, sure. But even Biden is admitting it. On his X account, he says, earlier today, I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump supporters at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage. That's the one. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's what I meant to say. You know, you guys love to play these little games and you exist in this politically correct arena. You should join us because we don't care. We're not offended by a joke. We're not offended when some brain dead corrupt president calls us garbage or Hillary calls us deplorable. We have fun. We laugh. You should join us. It's a good time. So I don't really care if he calls me garbage. I don't care if he calls Puerto Ricans garbage. I don't care if he calls Latinos garbage. I don't care if he calls white people garbage. We don't care. Okay? We don't care. I come from an age, maybe it's long gone. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Now it's sticks and stones can break my bones and words will crush my soul. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to correct the record in clip three.
Does he think less of Americans who support Trump than he does of those who do not? Yeah. And two, why is he using that kind of rhetoric? How is that presidential?
So a couple of things. So just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage, which is why he put out. This is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say. And want to make that very clear for folks who are watching.
Thank you. Yeah, he didn't say it. He didn't say it. We're clarifying it, don't you see? We're correcting the record. So they'll take anything out of context Trump says and lie about it. Anything out of context a comedian says, lies about it. Anything I say on this show out of context, lie about it. But when Biden straight up calls you garbage, he didn't say that. These insufferable liars. Even Josh Shapiro is distancing himself at this point. The governor of Pennsylvania, clip 10.
Governor, first off, just what's your response to that comment from President Biden, where it sounds like he's calling Trump supporters their garbage?
Yeah, look, I had not heard that until now, Caitlin, so I'm kind of giving you my fresh reaction to it. I would never insult the good people of Pennsylvania or any Americans, even if they chose to support a candidate that I didn't support.
Sure, sure. Let's stop playing these games. Let's stop playing these games. I think the average liberal Democrat voter is either ignorant or a very stupid, low IQ person or entirely brainwashed. Okay? And they can think the same thing about me. Whatever. I don't care. Why do we have to play these stupid little games? Let's be honest. You hate us. You hate us, Trump supporters. You call us Nazis and garbage and fascists. But then when Biden comes out and says, oh, we don't want to do that. That rhetoric, no, he didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. We would never say it. Screw you. Screw you. You just spent the whole weekend calling Trump's rally a Nazi rally. Shut the hell up. You do think we're garbage. Fine, I don't care. Here's Trump having some fun with it at his rally in clip 14.
So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable, that didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know, you have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
All right, I forgive him. I really don't even care at this point. But, he did say it. Let's not act like he didn't. He did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I still have some other news, but I do want to open phone lines. I want to hear from people. Pennsylvania, I would say, will probably go to the front of the lines. What are you hearing about in Pennsylvania? What is the local news reporting? What do you think is going on? Can they steal Pennsylvania? Can it be too big to rig? But any of these swing states, if you've got election news on the ground, human intelligence in the swing states, early voting is happening right now. Do you agree with my electoral college map? Do you see it going a different way? We're going to open the phone lines. Let's go to our callers. Boots on the ground in these swing states. Human intelligence, very important right now with 5 days and change until election day. So the number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 780-489-2539. I want to take calls mostly with what we're seeing in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania will go to the front of the line, but other swing states with election information on the ground will go to you as well as early voting is underway. But first, a new product to the Alex Jones store, and here's Alex to tell you all about it.
Many of the supplements available at the alexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
And, of course, don't forget, it is the last night with your purchases at thealexjonesstore.com to be registered into the raffle to win the monster truck. So make your purchases tonight before it's too late to get into the raffle to win the monster truck. Just 8.5 hours for eligibility at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we're getting the callers lined up right now. A couple interesting things going on in the mainstream media, the left-wing media. And first of all, Scott Jennings, see, this is what happened. Who was it? Oh, man, who was the, it was an older white guy in 2016 that CNN had on their air during the election. Oh, it's killing me. I can't think of the guy's name right now. And he was just crushing their panels. Just crushing their panels. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember who that was? Oh, it's eating me up. And of course, he never worked at CNN again. But he was just crushing their election panels, just crushing all the Trump hate. It was just incredible to watch. And then they just didn't bring another one on until now with Scott Jennings. And yeah, he's doing similar work here in clip 12.
Yeah, let me just accept the most charitable framing of this, which you just gave. Why is he sitting in front of a laptop at the exact same moment Kamala Harris is out on his backyard trying to give the closing argument to her campaign? What in the world is he doing? Now, I don't accept your framing of it personally, because I actually do believe he, Harris, the Democratic Party, and most of their campaign do believe that half the country is garbage. They've also said people who go to Trump rallies are Nazis. And so it's pretty apparent the disdain with which they hold half of the country in.
That's not true. We've already mitigated it in Kamala's speech tonight.
But as a tactical matter today,
no, but you don't just get
why
to say
in
that.
The world is Joe Biden giving remarks at the same
I'll give you that.
I'll tell you, aren't they something? They'll probably be studied as a geopolitical, psychological phenomenon for years. If we want to advance as civilization, they need to be studied. They call you a Nazi. They call you a white supremacist. They call you a racist. They call you a homophobe, a transphobe. I mean, you name it, all the names, and they'll sit there and write the stories and do the coverage, anything to demonize you. And then Joe Biden calls you garbage. No, we aren't. No, it's not true. Oh, oh. What even is that? Bunch of phonies, bunch of liars, bunch of frauds. Now, this is over at the Young Turks. Anna Kasparian, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but she's like having an awakening, and she's making more and more sense as the days go on. And I'm not saying she's a conservative or we would have political viewpoints that are similar, but she's like at least living in reality. She's at least like anchored to reality now. Another example here, as by the way, she's basically saying the same thing, like, hey, call them garbage. Why are you lying about it? And you guys do think Trump supporters are garbage, so why are you lying about it? And then this happens live on the Young Turks with Cenk Uygur in clip 11.
Notion of a fascist. Because look, if we're just going to use fascist toward anyone we dislike, all right, then the word doesn't actually mean anything.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Huh? You want me to say wannabe dictator?
Sure, you can say wannabe dictator, but I don't even think he wants to be a dictator.
Of course he does. That's what you do when you lose an election and you go, oh, I got fake electors and I'd like to terminate the Constitution and bring out the tanks and use martial law against American citizens and shoot protesters. I mean, if that's not fascist, then I guess the word just shouldn't exist.
But none of that happened.
Was he able to do those things?
Trump's head.
No, his rhetoric is awful.
Okay, if you don't want to be called fascist, stop saying fascist things. It's not that hard.
Okay.
Not that hard. Oh, here, let me have dinner with Nick Fuentes, who's a Nazi, Kanye, who's a Nazi. And let me say there's good people on the Nazi side. Oh, it could be pro-Confederate guys. Might be guys who are pro-slavery who are good guys. Let me do all of these things. Let me say that immigrants are poisoning the blood of our nation, a Nazi term that is only used in the passed by Nazis.
Nazi.
Say, I'm going to ban Muslims. I'm going to do this and this and this to all the other ethnic groups. And then go, oh, I can't believe you called me a fascist. No, he is a fascist. I'm very happy to call him a fascist.
All right.
Anna is right. All those things that Cenk said Trump wanted to do, he didn't do. So he's not an authoritarian. And again, he's not a fascist. These words have meanings, but she's right. They just say these things as an insult. Just, oh, we just have these words that have negative connotations and negative meanings, so we just throw them at our opponents. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. She calls them out, and she's totally right. Did she have like a kid or something recently? What? Or I don't know. The crew thinks maybe she married a conservative recently. I don't know. I don't know Anna's personal life, but I see what she's doing on air here, and it's the best work the Young Turks, anybody on the Young Turks has ever done. Tip of the cap. Hey, look, and to Junks, or however you say his name, I think it's actually Junk. I think his name is Junk Yogurt, but to his credit, he actually did a bunch of debates with conservatives. He even went on the Bongino show. So I'll tell you, hey, that's good for him too. But everything Anna said was right. And you can see the frustration in Junk's face. He's like, you're supposed to agree with me. Oh, that's hilarious stuff. All right, we're going to go to the ground in some of these battleground states coming up with the human intelligence from the swing states. Yep, that's the look of utter defeat right there. I've seen it plenty of times when I talk to liberals. And they came up with this thing, the Harris campaign tried to come up with this deal. They said former Packers kicker Chris Jack has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. I guess they were trying to get Wisconsin, except it was a total lie. Chris Jack responds and says, obviously, I was born with a brain and have not endorsed that nut job. I suggest you unfollow, block John, as I did the same a long time ago. Make America great again. So they're just making crap up just to try to win these swing states. Keep doing it, liberals. Keep it up. Keep it up. So, look, we'll talk to some of these callers in the swing states, but I'm telling you, folks, if they take specifically Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which I think they will, you know, maybe that'll be the big wake-up call for people to finally say, okay, we got a problem here. That we got a problem here. Because this is not a legitimate election. And these are not realistic results. Maybe that's what it will take. Trump can still win without him. Might be the best case scenario, in fact, so we can finally deal with this issue and people can finally wake up at how corrupt our elections are.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting out every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars should be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
One minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. Rabid.
White males.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
There it is, the MAGA hat. Oh, wow, with the look, too? My God, look at that garbage.
I didn't know garbage could wear hats. No, he didn't. He got the MAGA hat. So that's just a member of the crew. He was about to go work on some other project here, and I said, not so fast. I said, not so fast, garbage. Sit down and put that hat on the camera right now. He should be a model for that hat. Best looking garbage I've ever seen with the hat. I've not seen the MAGA hat until today. There it is. All right, speaking of garbage, this is incredible. This is amazing. Vivek Ramaswamy just picked up a shift as a garbage man. I am not kidding you. After Joe Biden called Trump supporters garbage, Vivek Ramaswamy went out and picked up a shift as a
sanitation worker, a garbage man. Do we have audio here? If we get, what's that?
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Let's do it, man. I got it.
Make garbage men great again.
What are we doing here? Okay. Right up to here.
We need more of them in New York City. There's so much garbage, like literal garbage on the streets.
Always lift the lid open. Wait, is it on?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Lift open, and then what are we doing?
Pull them both out.
Pull them both out.
We need more garbage men,
right?
And they need to get a raise. Trump should come out with that policy. I'm dead serious.
Pretty good machinery, actually. It kind of works. Should I pull it back again?
This goes up.
Should I pull it?
Yeah, pull it out.
Pull it out?
Yep.
That's some heavy machinery. We got to do it right now. Nobody gets hurt. Okay, very nice. Yep.
All right, man. Let's do it. Thank you.
He ought to get on the side there and ride on the side, you know?
The machinery's good. It's good machinery.
I mean, it's like... You didn't even have to use the bat once.
No, I know, exactly.
The bat? What? The bat?
I might need to, actually.
So for bashing it in?
The machine works really well, man. All right, let's get some more.
All right. Look, free advice. I give out free $1 million political advice on the show every day. I don't know why I'm so charitable with it. But I'm dead serious. Somebody needs to get this to Donald Trump. Next campaign stop, he just did two rallies. He's probably got another one tonight. He needs to come out and say he has a new policy. We're giving garbage men a raise, and we're going to hire, come up with a number, whatever. We're going to hire 10,000 more garbage men, and we're going to send them into the Democrat-run cities. And you can, put the images on the screen. Put the images of all the trash in your... Elon Musk's mom was in New York City. She posted pictures of all the trash, piles of trash. I talk about it all the time on the show. In Austin, trash is just floating around. If there's a windy day, just trash floats around. I'm not even kidding you. You can go to one of these homeless towns. It's just literal mountains of garbage. I've documented it. So Trump needs to come out and just own this deal. And Trump needs to come out with a new policy. We're going to give garbage men a raise. And we're going to hire 10,000 new, we're going to hire 10,000 more garbage men. We're going to give them a raise, and we're going to clean up the damn streets. We're going to clean up the damn streets of this country that are literally filled with trash so that you don't have to go to New York City and smell garbage, so that you can go to New York City and not have to see mountains of trash. Get this advice to Trump now. Somebody, I'm begging you. So... we have a new policy. We're just announcing it tonight. It's going to be beautiful. I tell you this, it's going to be beautiful. And actually, maybe we should credit Joe. He didn't know what he was saying, but maybe he was onto something here. And we are going to be giving garbage men and maybe women. I don't know if they want the job, but if they're there, garbage men and women will be getting a raise under the Trump administration. Isn't that great? We're going to be giving you a raise. It's a dirty job, and you do it great. So all garbage men and women and whatever else, all of them will be getting a raise under the Trump administration. And we're going to be hiring 10,000 new garbage workers. We're going to be hiring you. We're going to be hiring, and we'll send them right to the Democrat cities, right in. Where there's the most trash, the most, you've seen it, we've all seen it. It's right there, you're walking down the street, mountains of trash, it stinks, and there's rats. Pretty much every city, just in Austin, Texas, run by Democrats. And there's just trash floating around, some of these mountains of trash, we've seen it. So a raise for all garbage men and women, and... hiring 10,000 more, sending them right to your cities, and we're going to clean up that trash. Oh, we're going to clean it up so beautifully. It's going to be great. You're going to have clean streets. You're going to eat off these streets now. Somebody get this to Trump. He needs to own it. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to the grounds. All right, let's go to New Jersey. I think New Jersey's in play. Matt in New Jersey agrees. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, Owen. Yeah, I voted yesterday, and I... I didn't expect to have anybody. I expected to get in and out in about 5 minutes. And, man, let me tell you, it took me about 40 minutes to vote. So the excitement.
Yeah, early voting is record, like beyond record in New Jersey. It's insane.
Yeah. And I tell you what, they were really good with the, you know, they gave you a ballot and they gave you a blank sheet. And then you put it in the machine, and when you made your selections, you could actually look at who you voted for, and it was up there, man. You know, I voted for Trump, and it was up there, you know.
So it was like a normal voting process, unlike the absolute disaster in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God, horrible in Pennsylvania. That's where I came from, and I'm trying to tell my friend that, you know, you need to vote early. And he's like, oh, I'm going to vote on election day. I go, oh, okay. Have fun standing in line for about 4 hours and probably not be able to vote because.
Well, I think New Jersey is in play, and maybe Trump will definitely outperform in New Jersey than anybody's anticipating. But I think this is like the knuckle puck that we might be able to slip past the goalie. I don't know the last time a Republican won New Jersey. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm sure it's been a couple election cycles, and so. This might be the knuckle puck we slip past him. Because if Trump wins New Jersey, the entire electoral map changes. It's crazy. And then if it's like a New Jersey-New Hampshire combination, then he doesn't need any of these battleground states. He could win the whole thing without any of them if he wins New Hampshire and New Jersey. I mean, this could be the knuckleball that wins the election, and I don't know if they saw it coming.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. I want to stick on this issue. Michael in Washington... you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think you're right about New Jersey. You know, there's something about Trump that's he has a little bit of a Tony Soprano appeal. You know what I mean? It's like they call him the felon. They call him all these things to try to drag him down. They call us garbage, you know. Well, Tony Soprano ran a garbage operation. You know, I mean, we're all pieces of garbage. I think you're right. I get a feeling that New Jersey might come through. And, you know, the same with Michigan and New Hampshire. I think Michigan, which is where I'm originally from, there's some really good people there. It's just Detroit, Flint, Pontiac. They're all dirty places. They're extremely dirty places. New Jersey, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the lake areas in Michigan, I mean, northern Michigan, beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful, but there's also a lot of patriots there. There's some hardcore people there. So, I also wanted to give a shout out to the live chat people on Rumble, because I will put on Rumble Van.video it all day, and I'll just kind of have it streaming while I'm working. And there's some pretty good chat going on there. And I think people, if they want a place to go and have some discussion, it's a great place, and there's some great people there.
Okay, so. All right, I appreciate your call. Yeah, so I'm telling you, folks, this is the New Jersey, New Hampshire combo could be the knuckleball that slips past the Democrat steel. And they're focused on Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Arizona, and Nevada. And if Trump, North Carolina, I think, is pretty solid here. If Trump wins Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, that would be the knuckleball that we slip past the goalie of voter fraud. The knuckle puck we slip past the goalie of voter fraud. The knuckleball we slip past the Democrat bat of voter fraud. All right, let's go to, we got another one. Let's go New Jersey again. Rich in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing? I got to say, man, your Trump is getting great. I was hilarious. It was absolutely great.
I really put it all into that one. I really did my best.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. Well, listen, I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I voted. And what that last guy from New Jersey just said, and I just want to hopefully articulate my feelings and not feel like I left out anything after this phone call. When I went to go vote, it was this big card just sticking in the machine. Actually, you know, you're not allowed to... record or take pictures of your vote. Well, I said screw it. I was excuse my language, but anyway,
you got that dirty garbage mouth.
But check this out. The old lady that was the poll worker, and I knew the answer what it was going to be. I asked her, oh, by the way, do you need my, you know, my ID card, my driver's license, right? She's like, I actually go on live on X about this. She goes, oh, no, we're not allowed to ask for that. Like in other words, she's asking me for my Social Security number. So I remember a caller calling into Alex about 3-4 weeks ago. They are doing this at the DMVs, the motor vehicles in New Jersey, and I just fear a lot of illegals are going to be voting in. I mean, we got a good amount of sanctuary towns and everything, and I tell you, I can't see how we're not going to get screwed in New Jersey. I hope and pray you're right, because I'll be shocked, because I feel...
Well, I'm not predicting a Trump victory. I'm saying New Jersey is in play, and I think he's going to outperform any other Republican in recent years.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, but like I said, you know, I can't believe we live in a society, and I'll try not to keep it too long, we live in a society where I just can't understand. Somebody, I think someone put it on X before, I don't know if it was one of you guys or whoever, you have to have an ID card to get into Costco, but not to vote for the person that runs our United States of America. You don't need an ID card for this. This is so backwards. So this is what I'm scared of. I hope you're right. I think there is a big. Hey, listen, we got 107,000 people in Wildwood, and Mikey Sherrill's like, oh, we don't want Trump in this state. Yeah, hello. It's ridiculous. But anyway, thank you, brother, for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you for the call. Okay. I don't know if we have this yet. It was just sent to me. Apparently, Donald Trump is now riding around in a garbage truck. Go ahead. Do we have it? Go ahead.
Is answering some questions from
Joe
reporters.
Joe Biden to make that statement, it's really a disgrace.
Wait a second. Guys, I got to get the full story here. It appears... Again, this was just said to me. I guess it's just breaking right now. It appears Donald Trump now has a garbage truck converted into a campaign vehicle. And it says, make America great on it again, Trump 2024. And he's riding around in a garbage truck. Oh, my gosh. Where is this? Is this Wisconsin? He was in North Carolina, and then he was going to Green Bay. Is this in Green Bay? Yeah. This is from Green Bay. Donald Trump riding to his rally in a garbage truck. Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling good now. Could Biden's garbage comment have handed Trump this election? This is a massive swing in momentum. I'm telling you, to complete this, Trump needs to come out, say garbage men get a raise, and we're hiring more to clean up your cities. All right, apparently we got another clip of Trump in the truck, guys. Is that what we got? Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Trump, and 250 million people are not garbage.
So that's on his plane before he gets in the truck. This is nuts. This election is already insane. Is that your October surprise? Trump in a garbage truck to swing the election in Wisconsin? The crew joking in my ear, they're saying, did Tony Hinchcliffe just win Trump the election? Now, I will say this, consequential or not, you know, Trump went on Hannity last night. Oh my gosh, this is just beautiful. It's a full-on Trump 2024 garbage truck. Oh, my gosh. Where did he get that? There's a story. The Democrats will probably arrest somebody for this. I'm dead serious. Don't be surprised if there's not a news story about somebody being arrested for giving Trump access to a garbage truck. That's how unhinged these people are. What a twist of events. But Trump goes on Hannity, and I don't know why he does this. Maybe he has numbers and it works, but it's horrible for me, but... Every time there's some twist or negative story out there about Trump, he always goes on Hannity to try to correct course. And it never works. Maybe he has internal numbers. The authoritarian comment made it worse on Hannity. So it's just like every time he goes on Hannity to try to correct course and just makes it worse. Did the exact same thing with Hannity last night and the Tony Hinchcliffe thing. He should have said, look, the joke flopped. He's a comedian. Get over it. No big deal. Which, you know, he kind of danced around up his face. Like, oh, I didn't like him. I wouldn't have had him there. I don't know anything about him. It's just like, what? Just own it. Screw these libs, man. But again, maybe he's got numbers that say it works. I don't know. Here's Brett Favre endorsing Donald Trump at the rally in Green Bay. Major momentum shift here, folks. Major momentum shift. Major momentum shift. They, oh my gosh. This is nuts. This election is, okay, are we having fun, my fellow garbage? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Black MAGA in Atlanta. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going today, Orin?
Oh, we're doing good.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me know, man. Before I even started, I just wanted to let you know, man, you're actually the best newscaster I've actually ever seen, and I go through a lot of different news. You're the best. I'm going to just be honest with you. You're the best, the most informative, and actually the most non-biased. I'm just being honest with you.
I appreciate that. That's what we reach for here. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Hey, when you said the thing, it was so crazy that opened up the phone lines because you said that Michigan had more ballots than citizens or registered voters. And I know that to be the case because I'm actually originally from Detroit, not the suburbs of Detroit, actual Detroit, Michigan. And my child's mother went to vote today. I think Trump has Michigan in the bag. She said there was no line for her, and they thought that she was going to be voting for Kamala. And she took my 12-year-old daughter with her. Do you know they tried to hand my 12-year-old daughter a ballot as well?
This was in Detroit?
In Detroit, Michigan.
Huh.
So there, I think they're actually exaggerating the numbers. She thought the polling was going to be crazy because she had been watching the news. Man, she had voted in less than 3-4 minutes.
Interesting. So there's not long lines is what you're saying.
Not in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, we got another caller from Michigan we'll go to here. And well, the story in Michigan, the big story today was the Secretary of State coming out about the Dominion voting machines.
Yes, and it wasn't counting them right.
Yeah, or whatever. They were having problems.
Well, I think they're just setting it up to try to cheat because they were going to let my 12-year-old daughter vote today at 12 years old. Well, they didn't even try to answer. They just wanted to answer a ballot. My child's mother just stopped them like, well, this is my child. And so she went and voted.
Oh, my gosh.
The ID.
That is crazy.
They never asked me for my ID. So I told them what my name was. She said I voted. She said, but the whole time, they just knew that she was for Kamala Harris. And so, I think we're going to get this one. I think we're going to get it. And so, you know, she said, I didn't even say anything about that I voted for Trump because she's like, these people are actually out there willing.
Well, I'll say this, and thank you for the call. I got to get to callers. I'm running out of time. If the votes do not go at the standard percentages that we've seen in Detroit, then Trump can win Michigan. But if it's the normal numbers we see for Democrats, then he can't win based off of the data that we have. But if they're flipping and going for Trump, then he definitely can win. All right, let's go to Linda in Michigan. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Appreciate all the work you guys do there.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Okay. I live halfway between Ann Arbor and Detroit, about half hour west of Detroit. And I can tell you, driving out, it's probably 2-1 Trump signs to Harris. And more of them started showing up after the rally. And he's gaining popularity here. But when I went to vote early Monday, there was a long line. That was the first day here for this week. And so I came back, couldn't make it yesterday, went today, and there wasn't a long wait. I did not offer my ID. I waited to see and make sure they were going to offer it, which they did. They had ballpoint pens there to fill out the initial form when you show up and check in. Last time they had them there, but then when you went to the tables to vote privately, they had those little felt pens to go through. So I brought my own, but they did have them there. However, they printed out the ballot for us on the spot, a two-sided ballot, as soon as I showed my ID. Why do they have to take RFK or leave him on?
Well, they did that because they believed it would take votes away from Trump. And that was a legal battle that they some states they won, some states they didn't. But, yeah, they left RFK on there because they thought it would take away votes from Trump. Now, I don't know if that will be the final case or not, but that's why they did it.
Well, we know their rationale, but how are they trying to excuse it and justify it? Because it's not like they already had all these ballots printed and sent out.
Did it say independent behind his name?
I didn't even look at that, actually. I was trying to make sure I got all the judges and other offices there, especially our Supreme Court, because we've got a couple. There's just like a Jezebel spirit across this whole state. We have our Axis of Evil.
It's called Gretchen Whitmer. Well, I would say that it will probably hurt Democrats. That if RFK is on the ballot, they'll probably take votes away from Harris, quite frankly. But maybe they disagree. That's why they left him on. All right, let's squeeze in one more here. Ann in Scranton, Fighting Joe from Scranton. Now, the early data looks good for the Democrats in Scranton, but Ann thinks differently. Ann, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I do think differently, and I don't want you to give up on Scranton so soon because there's an overwhelming amount of support for Donald Trump here, more than I've seen in the past. And there was a long line at the voting yesterday, the last day to vote, and it seemed like everyone was voting for Trump. And in 2020, I didn't see anything like this, so I just wanted to let you know that.
You know, you say it seemed like everyone was voting for Trump. What do you mean by that?
Well, I knew some of the people personally.
Yeah, and we all know that liberals, Democrats, there's a vibe. I mean, you can tell. There's a vibe.
Oh yeah, and there was a booth outside the polling place that was all dressed up for Trump. They had a life-size Trump cutout, and they had
All right. I'm out of time. Okay. Look, we'll continue this election coverage tomorrow. We're about to take a 21-hour break. We'll get right back to it. You saw my Electoral College map today. We started off, this week with kind of some maybe negative vibes, maybe even the show. We're finishing with some positive vibes. This is the roller coaster of this election. It's already crazy. All right, a bunch of stories I didn't even get to. David DePappy sentenced to life without parole in the Pelosi case. I got more information on that. There was a device at the ballot boxes that got burned that said Free Gaza on them, so it was probably a Democrat. All kinds of other news, Democrats manipulating social media, all kinds of other news we didn't get to today. We'll try it again tomorrow. 21-hour break. This election is crazy. We'll see you then.
My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So, we have a great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already bestsellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, Total Superfood. Then you have the Mega Superfood with over 90 ingredients, the Optimal Human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion, that's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.